Let's go and talk about Melbourne with Steve Richards, trainer down at Flemington. Morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, Andrew.
Looking forward to this, mate. How you been? I haven't spoken on air. I've been talking to you via text. Are you keeping well?
Yeah, keeping well, mate. We're all fit and well. Everything's good, mate.
That's
all
good. Well, you've got a runner tomorrow that I've been following, Sunquest, who's really been hitting the line really well, Steve, the couple of runs back.
Yeah, he has. He's come back really well, Andrew. He's matured and developed, and he's a promising horse, and we're pretty excited about him. So, looking forward to him to get out to the 1500-metre race tomorrow.
He showed you something from early on, didn't he? Like from the very start?
Yeah, he did. We give him a run at as a two-year-old on Guineas Day in the debutant there, and just taking to the races for some race experience, and then we spelled him after that. And he came back in the autumn, ran second first up, and then it was just having little troubles with his shins, and we tried to sort of settle him down and all that sort of, and we went to the races, and he just pulled up a bit shinny after Sandown, and we spelled him then because we thought he could have made a size produce horse, for Flemington. But anyway, and he's come back, and his two runs this time in have been really good, so he's got no shin soreness problems, he's developed more, and he's a nice horse.
Yeah, I've just loved the way that he's really stretched out that last couple of 100 metres, Steve.
That's it, yeah. He got home well the other day in the 1200 metres, and that's the indications are you think that, the 1500 metres is really going to suit him.
That was the one thing. Once I saw 15, I didn't know where you were going, but the step up in trip. What about Moonee Valley? Do you think it suits him, Steve?
Oh, look, we took him there the other day to give him the experience around there because we had this race in mind, And he got around there pretty good the other day, so he's had the experience around there. And, the extra distance really should suit him. So, we were happy. We came home pretty happy we didn't win the race.
Yep.
But we came home as happy as if we had a win the race.
Understand.
Happy we were with the horse.
Yeah. Where are you? What sort of trip do you think? I mean, obviously you're getting to a mile or something like that. Where are you targeting?
Well, at the moment, I'm just the passenger. He's the driver. And I'm enjoying the journey so far. So final destination, I couldn't tell you, Andrew, but... at the moment, it'll be wherever he takes me, and we'll get, the picture will be a bit more clearer tomorrow after he runs at the Valley. So that's the way I'm just treating him. But he's just a lovely horse. He's a relaxed horse. He switches off in his races. He's a good-looking horse. Got a nice pedigree. He ticks a lot of boxes, I've been on some nice horses, but, he's a really, really nice horse. I look forward to getting up of a morning and coming to the stables and seeing him and back in the afternoon, and he sort of lights up the day. He's one of those horses. It's not too many of those that come along, but he's certainly that horse.
Well, I hope he runs well tomorrow, mate. You can feel that he's a part of your family, just the way you spoke there. Good luck in the second race tomorrow. I hope he's really charging there, and we can get some money.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks,
Steve. Steve Richards from Flemington with Sunquest lining up in race 2 at the Valley.